Overseas.
Hi, is Ginny there?
Yeah, Matt's calling.
Yeah, this is Olivia with Cardiff.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And the capital we do too is unsecure, so, you know, a lot of freedom. You pretty much know anything you get from that, so. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, you got my info if anything comes up. Responsibility you got, everything. That's what I was just gonna say too. I mean, what do you guys plan to do to expand coming up? You got any big plans?
Okay, so you probably help them out with the financing and stuff.
Good morning, GT Jerseys.
Hi, Chinny. This is Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hi, fine.
Good to hear. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago, based on some past financing that you guys did with Huntington National in 2011. Does that ring a bell at all?
You know what? I probably get about six per day pre-approved line of credit. Hey, you know, I just got a phone call 10 minutes ago. They've got $250,000 for me.
Oh my gosh, so do we. Hey, guess what?
Actually, right now, I'm doing fine and I don't need to borrow any money.
That's like perfect, right? So business is going pretty well.
Yeah, my mission is to pay them all off and not borrow any more. Yep, I'm doing fine.
Well, that's awesome. So do you have, like, a lot of, like, debt right now then that you're trying to pay off?
Well, I've probably got $50,000.
Is it, like, in...
Between line of credits. So
between...
Bank of America and the rest, Huntington.
Oh, okay. So no, like, credit cards or anything like that?
Nope, credit cards are all current.
Perfect, because that's like the big one, right? You don't want to be paying off that interest.
No. Yeah, most. If I owe any interest, the most is 4%.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Right, that's some lines of credit are at 4.
Oh, really? Is your line of credit at 4?
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Oh, and your credit cards are also at 4? How'd you manage that?
I'm at 4, but I pay them off each month.
Oh, okay. So you don't have, like, any balance.
I don't have any interest on those, no.
Nice.
I pay those off every month, so.
Right, so how big is your line of credit, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know. I guess it's around
$100,000. $100,000. So you're you're kind of halfway through?
There's two or three, you know, I had one and then they said, let's just turn this into a, you know, a payoff loan.
Okay.
So that one, and then, you know, they close that one, they make it into a pay, and then they give me $50,000 more.
Wow.
I thought, really? I mean, just because I'm gonna make this into a fixed rate loan now or whatever instead of just the open line of credit, you're gonna give me more money. So I think there's like three of them that combine to about $50,000.
Okay.
One was for a piece of equipment, and then one was a line of credit that we closed off to make it a pay on loan now, not just interest. And then then there's some on the other line of credit, so.
Okay, I understand.
To pay them all off as soon as possible.
I don't blame you. It's like what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
What kind of equipment do you guys have to use for screen printing? Is it just like a screen printing machine?
Well, yeah, there's manuals and automatics, and then we also do embroidery, and that was the last piece of equipment was a 6-head automatic embroidery.
Oh, that's so cool. So it is, like, it's mainly, like, for the jerseys?
Hats, coats, jerseys, sweatshirts.
like really whatever anyone wants.
Anything in apparel.
Oh, that's so cool. And so is this like the busy season coming up since like sports season's coming back around?
Exactly. Schools are starting back up and
all the leagues.
Yep, exactly. All the fall sports and all that stuff. So
how do you guys prepare for busy season?
You don't. It becomes one long. After 40 years, you just accept it for what it is. Big, you know, whatever. It's just, yeah. Uh-huh. It's just more of the same.
Yeah. Do you guys do, like, a lot of, like, marketing, like media, print, or digital, or is it kind of all just word of mouth?
Strictly word of mouth. I'm in the yellow pages.
That's
it? I don't
it?
Even have a website. No.
Wow. Would you ever get a website? Have you thought about it?
Oh, we thought about it, but then just nobody ever has the time. We're too busy already. It's really nice when Google calls and we'll get you a better placement and get you more business. And we go, nope, not interested. We're already
even there.
I'd rather do smaller orders and turn them over faster. Doesn't mm-hmm. do anybody any good to take in a whole lot of work that you can't get turned out.
That's
so
true.
So after 40 years, we kind of have come to our happy median as to how much we know we can take in and get out in a timely manner.
yeah. No, I definitely understand that. So, sorry to keep on to ask this again, but it's just because I used to be in marketing before this, and you could probably just get someone to make your website, like, pretty cheaply, and they'll, like, you just tell them what you want, and they can do everything for you. Like, it's not really a time issue, you know?
I know, it's just getting together what we want to put in it. You know, it would not be a production. You know, people say, oh, what website can I go to find? I mean, I probably deal in 5,000-6,000 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if you want a hat, go to this one. If you want, you know, shirts, sweatshirts, T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So to try and come up with a website that would actually physically offer everything that you could would be vastly expensive. So,
oh, yeah, okay. See, because you would want, like, all of the inventory options that someone could select.
Right. Now, you know, the only way would be if somebody just wants to find out what we do.
Yeah, if it's like something small like that, yeah, basically like contact information, what you guys do, contact us for a quote, things like that.
Yeah.
Hours. But I guess that's all on Google anyways, because your address is here, your phone number, your hours.
Yep, that's about it. But if they go on and they just Google it, it pops up anyway.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you guys are on Yelp, and that's, like, a big thing. Those good 5-star ratings, and I feel like sometimes that's more important than a website because people want to know they're getting a good product.
Right. So, yeah, well, Yelp has us listed. We don't pay for it.
Do people normally pay for the Yelp?
I think there is. They keep calling and wanting to do a placement for us, you know, for a fee. And, But anybody can just write Yelp, I guess.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've written Yelp reviews before for different businesses, but I didn't know that you could pay to, like, have a better spot or maybe more exposure.
I think so. Usually they, you know, just when they get to that point about trying to talk about money, I don't.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, we're maxed out with business. I don't need to pay to try and get more. We're doing okay, but
definitely. I totally understand that. Is there like maybe like I don't know if like towards the end of the year, do you guys like evaluate new equipment or capital needs for like Section 179 at all?
I don't know if we've ever made a truly conscious effort to do that. We just, usually by the end of the year, we are so swamped that thinking about anything like that is just like brain cells or energy I don't have anymore.
No, I definitely understand. You know, it's just that way to offset those taxes.
Something that we would probably need to consider just so we can do the write-offs, but...
Yeah, I mean,
my first mission is to, I know, I do it the old-fashioned way. I pay him off.
No, that's a good model. No, it's definitely a good model. I think the only benefit would be at the end of the year for the tax break, right? So,
yeah.
Otherwise, you don't want to take on more debt.
Bringing it, yeah. If I don't need to, you know, I'd rather pay off what I have and then save a little and buy the new equipment. But never quite get to that point.
Not yet, anyways. But you will.
It's good intentioned, but never quite get there.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll get there. Well, if it's okay with you, could I maybe get your email address and just follow up with you? Send you my information in case something does arise.
Sure.
Awesome.
It would be G-T Jerseys, Jerseys, at AOL.com.
Perfect. And then if it's okay with you, I'll probably just check back like a couple times and just see how things are going.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jenny. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You take care.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.